My ducks just broke their new water, so as my revenge, I'm going to spill the tea about them. This is Dumpling, and when she lays eggs, she sounds like a tea kettle. The noise is so strange that I genuinely didn't believe it was coming from a duck the first time I heard it, but nope, it's just Dumpling. This is Marshmallow, and the other day she was trying to get one of my male ducks' attention while wearing a giant pile of turd on her back. And this is Cappuccino, who decided that Marshmallow's back was a great place to use as a bathroom. This is Goku and Sprinkle, and the other day they were mating, and I picked up Goku to get him off of Sprinkle, and he picked up Sprinkle, and she was dangling in midair. And even at this point, he did not let go, so I just had a duck who was holding another duck that was screaming. I hate to shame them, but that was a little too freaky. This is Peanut, and Peanut is being overmated at no fault to anybody but herself. If another duck is getting mated, Peanut will throw herself full throttle into the middle of the situation. The worst part is the Drakes don't even really want to mate with Peanut, but Peanut insists. This is Cashew, and Peanut won't leave him alone. Unfortunately, doesn't like Peanut, he likes Almond, but Almond doesn't like him, but Peanut likes him a lot. This is Mango, and she actually has had to be subject to Drake jail because for some reason she is also overbreeding my hens. Queen energy, if you ask me, honestly. Show your dominance, Mango. This is Oatmeal, and Oatmeal can't lay a normal shaped egg. Every egg she's given me this year is shaped weird, and it's, I don't know what's going on with her anatomy. Also, she's mean, and everybody likes her and thinks she's cute, but she's actually mean. I'm gonna show this to them in the morning so they know that you guys know all their secrets, and that's all I got for this one. Bye, guys.